day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is January 25th, 2006, the feast of the conversion of St. Paul the Apostle. Other than Jesus, St. Paul is the person who made the most impact on Christianity, from the early church to today. But in the first days after the death of Jesus, it wasn't clear what that impact would be. At that time, his name was Saul, and he was from the city of Tarsus in what is now Turkey. He was a very religious man, dedicated to his faith, and he felt that the nascent Jesus movement was a threat to his way of life. He persecuted the followers of Jesus, arresting them wherever he could, turning them over to the religious authorities. When Stephen was martyred, it was Saul of Tarsus who held the coats of those who threw the stones. One day, on the road to Damascus, while on a mission to harass the Christians in that place, he saw a blinding light and fell to the ground. Then Saul heard a voice come from heaven saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" It was Jesus, and he had come to call this violent man to a change of heart, and a life of spreading the gospel, rather than spreading lies about the followers of the way. It must have been a terrible shock to Saul, so much that he became a new man. He even took a new name, Paul. And it must have been a terrible shock to his friends and those whom he had convinced to oppose Christianity when he told them that he had changed his mind and become one of those he had previously persecuted. But with Christ's help, he was able to overcome the embarrassment and to proudly proclaim the truth he had come to know. Sometimes, just as with St. Paul, Christ calls us to abandon what we thought we knew in order to grow closer to God. Do not resist those moments of shocking realization. Do not fear the embarrassment of telling people that you've seen something new. If Christ reveals such a thing to you, he will also strengthen you in your newfound faith. Let us pray. O God, by the preaching of your apostle Paul, you have caused the light of the gospel to shine throughout the world. Grant, we pray, that we, having his wonderful conversion in remembrance, may show ourselves thankful to you by following his holy teaching. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Timothy and Titus. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.